Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi. Today we are up to Daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis 111b, and we are on the Mishnah in the middle of the Amud. This is the beginning of Eluk Sharm, the 15th parak of Masechah Shabbos, talking about kosher and matir, tying knots and undoing them. So comes the Mishnah and says, Eluk Sharm Shechayim Malem. These are the knots for which one is going to be chay for tying on Shabbos, Kesher Gamal V'Kesher Hasapanim. So the knots of a camel driver and the knots of a sailor, so these are going to be chay because these are known as Kesher Shel Kayama. They last for a long time, and therefore you're going to be chay. Shem Shu Chayv Al Kishuran, just as you're chay for tying them, Kahu Chayv Al Hetir. Just as you're going to be chay for tying them, you're going to be chay for untying them as well. We see the symmetry between kosher and matir. Rabbi Meir says, Kol Kesher Shu Yachol Lahatiro Ba'achas Mi'adav Ein Chayav Menalav. If there's any knot that you could just pull with one hand and untie the whole thing, you are not going to be chayiv for this, seemingly because it's not a strong enough knot. Now, comes the Gemara and analyzes this and says, "My kesher agamam v'kesher asapanim." So, what are these different types of knots that we're referring to? If we're talking about by when it comes to the camel, the knot that's there by the nose ring, meaning so you tie it, there's a knot by the nose, and then you tie it to something to make sure that it stays there for a certain amount of time. So, if we're talking about that knot that's being tied to a pole or something, v'kitra dekatre b'istrida, or when we're talking about the sailor ship, so there's a knot that's on top of the boat, and then you tie it to the anchor or to something else that keeps the boat in place. So if we're talking about those knots, high kesher shenu shakayamahu, these are not permanent knots because you're just leaving them there for a short amount of time to make sure these things stay in place. But once you want to leave, you're going to untie these things. We can't be talking about those. Ela kitcher des mama gufe, ude istre gufe. Rather, what we're talking about is the nose ring itself, meaning the knot that ties the thing to its nose, so that itself is going to be there for a long time. That's what we're talking about, which you're going to be chaya for. And ude istre gufa, and when we're talking about the ship, it's the ring that's on the ship itself that's always going to be there, that's permanently tied. Now, you might use the other end to go and tie it to something else, but we're talking about the permanent one. That's what we're talking about, where you're going to be chaya, because kosher is going to be chayv when you're kosher shel kayama. But then the Mishnah said, Rabbi Meir Omer Kol Kesher, that any knot which you can undo with one hand, you're not going to be chayv for. So comes the Gemara and asks the question, what is the halacha about a bow? If you tie a bow according to Rabbi Meir, what would the halacha be? So do we say time to Rabbi Meir Mishim Diyachalat Yerbachas Miyadavu? Do we say that Rabbi Meir's whole reason is since you're able to pull it out with one hand and untie it, then you're going to be potter, or you're not going to be chayiv, and therefore v'hanami yachulatzir. And here too, it's a bow, and you can untie it with one hand, and therefore you're not going to be chayiv. Odilma, or do we say time to Rabbi Meir Mishim Delo Mehadak? Or do we say that Rabbi Meir normally holds what he holds because it's normally not tightly tied, and since it's not tight, that's why you're going to be potter if you just undo it. But here you can have a bow that's very tightly tied that you could still undo it with one hand. So what's his real reason? So comes the Gemara and says, "Take it. We're not sure." So it leaves this as a suffix. Then the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Yishalach sharm chain chayav malem." There are knots where one is not going to be chayiv like they would be for the camel driver's knot or the sailor's knot, like we discussed earlier. So what are these? Kosher isha miftach haluka. So a woman may tie the different strings on her clothing from one shoulder to the other. V'chutei sivacha, and the strings of a hat. V'shel piskia, and of the belt, so she can tie that. Uritzuos minos v'sandal, and she can tie the straps of a shoe or a sandal. V'nodos yain v'shemen, and different leather bottles of wine or oil, k'deir shabasar, or a pot of meat. So all of these things she's allowed to tie. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, kosher lefnei behema b'shvil shelo teitze. One is allowed to tie a rope in front of an animal so that it will not escape and go out. So ask the Gemara, though, this whole Mishnah seems to be a big problem. Hagufa kasha. There seems to be an inherent contradiction here. Amar, we said, yish k'sharm chayim chayim malen k'kesher agamal k'sher sapanim. We said that there are knots where one is not going to be chayiv like they would be for the camel driver's knot or the sailor's knot, which implies, chayivu hudaleka ha'asira ika. Meaning, you're right, you're not going to be chayiv, meaning there's no isra mido right. But it's still Aser, Midorabbanan. We know there are three levels when it comes to Shabbos. There's Chayev, which is Midoraisa. There's Patrava Aser, which is still Aser, Midorabbanan. And then there's Mutter. So all these things, they might not be Isurei Doraisa, but they're still Isurei Doraisa. But then it says, in the very next line of the Mishnah, it says, Kosheris Isha, Miftach Haluka, Filu Chachlila. But then it says, a woman's allowed to tie her clothing, even Lechachlila. So I thought that, you're right, there's no Chayev Doraisa, but there's still an Isur Midorabbanan. So how can we say that now it's allowed Lechachlila, and it's totally fine? So rather, Hachli Kamer, this is really what the Mishnah is saying. Yesh Charm Shein Chayev Malem, Kikesh Ragamon, Kesher Sapanam. There are knots where one is not going to be chayev, like the camel driver's knot in the sailor's knot. Mind you, and what are these things? Kitcher de katre bizmamba. That knot, like we said in the previous Gemara, that's tied to the nose ring, meaning you're using it as the thing to make sure the animal stays in place. Vikitra de katre biestrida, or the knot that's tied to the dock to make sure that the boat doesn't leave. So those are only going to be isurei derabanan. They're not going to be chayv midoraisa because they're not shalkayam, but they're going to be isurei derabanan. Chayivu hu deleka isurei ika. So they're not going to be chayv midoraisa, but they're going to be chayiv midorabanan. Then the yesha mutar lechachlila, and then there are some that are even allowed lechachlila. Umayniu, what are those? Kosheres miftachei chaluka. All of these other things that were listed in the Mishnah, like her clothes and her shoes and all the stuff like that, those are even going to be allowed lechachlila. This is Daf Kuf Yud Aleph from the Beis. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.